We are doing Avat Chesed. We're up to Chelek Aleph Perek Shlishi, the first section of the third chapter, and we're up to the second paragraph. We will dedicate our learning this morning to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. So, the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing to which recipients do we have a mitzvah to give a loan. So the Chafetz Chaim says, "V'afilu im pakar v'achad mikol ha-mitzvot ha-amurot b'Torah le-te'avon." Let's say a person, to an extent, he's an apikores. In a certain respect, he's an apostate. What does that mean? That means there's one mitzvah which he has a hard time keeping because of his physical desires. So let's say this person, he doesn't always eat kosher. The mitzvah of kashrus is something that's very difficult for him. He likes having cheeseburgers. So he doesn't keep kosher. There's one mitzvah he doesn't keep. Or let's say, let's take another mitzvah. Let's say this person doesn't daven every day. So we know every day a person should daven, but he's busy. He has to make his living. He doesn't stop to daven every day. So in essence, he's transgressing a biblical mitzvah every day. To pray three times a day is rabbinic, but at least once a day is biblical. So he has this one mitzvah which he doesn't perform, not because he doesn't believe in it. If you ask him, should I be doing it? Yes. Are you doing it because to spite God? No. It's not lehaches. It's not out of anger. It's not because I want to get God angry. No. I don't live up to it because I'm too busy making a living. Meaning, he'll say it that way. What we'll say halachically is that's called letavon, because his desire overtakes him. So there's this one mitzvah which, because of his desire, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. So that's terrible, and there will be certain things that we won't accept him. If he wants to be a witness at a wedding, we won't accept him as a witness. He, in certain respects, he will be an apikores. We do treat him as an apikores, but mikol makom, nonetheless, adain bichlal Yisraelu, he's still considered one of the Jewish people. Kol shu ma'amin b'shlosh asar yikrei hadat, provided that he does believe in the 13 principles of faith, then he is one. He's a Jew. If you have an apikores who says, "I don't believe in the world to come, I don't believe in tres amazim," then he's not one of us. Then he's already put himself outside the fold. He says, "I don't believe the Torah came from Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. I think five wise men sat down and wrote it." So then we say, fine, you're not one of us. Then he's an apikores and he's completely out of the fold. But this person, he's an apikores, but he's called apikores l'teavon. He's a mumah l'teavon. He has desire, and that overtakes him with regard to a certain mitzvah. So then we say, if it's only one mitzvah and he's only doing it because he doesn't get control, he doesn't stop to take control of his desire, so we say he's still one of the Jewish people, umitzvah lerachem alav, and we are still commanded to have compassion over him, v'ligvol imo chesed be'et tochoko, and to do kindness with him when he is in a tight spot. We don't consider him out of the fold. Ach, but, says the Chafetz Chaim, imu yudea, if he knows, shuhu tzirich hamaot lidvar eze isur, that the guy is asking for a loan to do something that's prohibited. The guy is standing at the entrance to McDonald's. He walks in. You see him reaching into his pocket. He realizes he doesn't have enough money. He comes out and says, "Look, do me a favor. Could you give me a loan?" So you know that he's going to take that loan and he's going to go buy a cheeseburger. Certainly it's prohibited to give him that loan. And one who does give him the loan is considered like he's helping someone sin. We're not allowed to do that. We say, in general, you're supposed to give him a loan. If you don't know what he's going to do with the loan, you don't have to think he's going to do sins with that money. But if you know, if you have reason to think that that's what he's going to do right now with the money, so then don't give him the money. We're not supposed to help a person do something that's a prohibition. So Chafetz Chaim said, to summarize what we saw today, that a person who doesn't accept one of the 13 principles of faith, then he's an apikores. Then we say we do not have a commandment to help him out. But provided that he accepts the 13 principles of faith, but there's a mitzvah that his desire is strong and he doesn't take control of his desire, he transgresses that mitzvah, so then he's not considered an apikores that doesn't accept the Torah, but we consider him a mumah l'teavon, someone who has really, because of his desire, he's transgressing consistently a specific mitzvah. we do treat him as one of the Jewish people, and we do have a mitzvah to have compassion over him and to help him out if he needs a loan, unless we know that he's going to use that loan specifically to sin with.